So it's Crime Tuesdays, robberies and crime waves, all the way to the point to where New York is basically fighting an illegal migrant gang over in the city. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. This is what's happening across the country, y'all. First, let's start off in Memphis.
Now, right now, Memphis police officers are looking for the men on your screen. They're responsible for one of the latest crimes targeting the logistics industry here in Memphis.
Hey, they got their whole license plate on there. How you gonna have a license? Is the truck stolen? Is the truck stolen? Because the dudes got on Jordans? Jordans joggers, a long sleeve white tee, a poo shiesty mask, a new Ford F-150. That is a newer truck, okay? License plate showing. Got the Memphis Grizzlies license plate. Got the baby blue Jordans on, the white and blue Jordans on. And they out here stealing out of a Nike truck. And they just so happen to be black.
Investigators say that these men robbed a truck full of Nike products in the middle of the day Monday.
Fox 13's Jack Bilyeu is live at MPD headquarters right now. Jack, this happened just feet away from the destination. That's the Nike distribution center.
And then when Nike pulled out,
Darryl, a witness told me he pulled up behind a truck that was stopped at a red light on New Allen Road. And when he got close, he saw that a few men had popped open the back of that truck and were piling all the boxes they could into a pickup truck.
It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Charles Moore says he had just dropped off a Lyft passenger near the Nike facility when he came across the robbery. He says he whipped out his phone and captured these images of the criminals in action.
The door of the truck was open, and there are these guys running in and out, grabbing stuff out the back of the 18-wheeler. And the driver of the 18-wheeler had no clue. He was watching the light. You could see it.
You can see those men respond.
Wait. So you telling me that at a red light, this can't be real life. We are in a GTA server, y'all. Somebody is playing us as video games and we don't know that we're being controlled, okay? This is what I know for sure. So wait a minute. At a red light, the driver didn't know what was going on. Either the driver is in on it or the driver is completely oblivious. And people are so brazen that they just willing to pop over the back, open the back of the truck from the Nike distribution facility over in Memphis. Then people are going to be whining and complaining that, oh man, we ain't got no jobs or everything is completely leaving. Well, people that's pulling up in an F-150 and popping over the back of the truck and throwing them in the back of the pickup truck. They just throwing them on the ground so that when the truck takes off, eventually they just throw them into the back of the pickup and just rock out. Y'all said this is normal? This is normal in Memphis? Yeah, they stay hitting Nike up here. This is becoming normal, unfortunately. I didn't know that. What? Really?
Responsible piling boxes in their arms and taking them out of the 18-wheeler. Two are seen wearing masks, one isn't. Moore says the light turned green and the big rig pulled away, its driver totally unaware of what had happened, until Moore followed him into the Nike parking lot.
I followed him so I could tell him, hey man, you've been jacked.
The incident was shocking for Moore, but it wasn't an isolated case. In August, a mob of people robbed a train car full of Nike products. In November, another mob robbed a FedEx truck while it was parked at an intersection. And just days after the holidays, three delivery trucks were robbed around the city in the same day.
I have no use for those people. I get up at 5 in the morning to go to work to make my money.
Moore says the truck driver told him he saved his job by alerting him about the robbery, and he even got a personal thank you from the president of that trucking company. His message to others is this: if you see a crime happening, do what you can to make it right.
Come on, everyone has a camera now. It's the easiest thing to do, to just take a picture or a video. And you can send it in anonymously. You don't have to give.
Listen, sir, you are too much of a good citizen to still be in Memphis, man, because it's bad out here, bro. It's bad. I didn't even know that Nikes was like still popping like that. I thought that we had stopped really buying Nikes a long time ago. I got a whole lot of them in the back that y'all can come and get. Well, no, let me revise that. Y'all can't come and get them. I'm just too lazy to even take the time out to get rid of them because I just got so many shoes that I ain't never wore before. But y'all stealing Team Jordans? Y'all stealing Serena Williams Nikes? Y'all stealing the Caitlyn Jenner Wheaties Nikes? Oh, man. And over in New York, it's way worse. NYPD is now in a tassel going back and forth with Venezuelan gangs, migrant gangs.
Police are trying to tackle the rapidly escalating violent crime among Venezuelan gang members in the city who have gotten into New York.
Fox 8's Linda Schmidt talked to the NYPD, who says this crime wave is one of their greatest challenges. She joins us live from the newsroom now. Linda, what can you tell us tonight?
Well, you know, basically what you just said right there, this is one of the NYPD's biggest challenges right now. Now, the NYPD expects the migrant Venezuelan gang crimes to actually get worse in the city before it gets better.
They're waving the guns around.
Correct.
Waving guns and flashing gang signs on.
Flashing gang signs with a van shirt on and you're an illegal migrant in this country is diabolical, bro. You a illegal migrant. You're not even supposed to be here. And y'all on social media flashing gang signs, fam? With a van shirt on? And a wet set? My man got a wet set. This dude right here, he got a wet set on. What's wrong? What's wrong?
On this video, the NYPD says these are suspected members of the ruthless Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which has been infiltrating the U.S. for the last 2 years. NYPD Assistant Chief of Detectives Jason Savino telling me it is believed this video was made while the gang members were in Ecuador, and its purpose is to recruit new members.
Then, when you fast forward, you see the same individuals where? In Times Square. So that's our concern.
The NYPD says Tren de Aragua has been making it over the border with the migrant influx and is getting established in New York.
What we do see is they are trying to grow.
The gang has gone from petty crimes like shoplifting and stealing cell phones and jewelry to all-out shootouts in the streets. Alleged gang member Bernardo Raul Mata recently confessing to police that gang members are being instructed to shoot police officers. Mata is charged with shooting two officers after they stopped him for riding a moped the wrong way on a one-way street in Queens. In court, an assistant district attorney revealing what Mata told investigators about the gang.
Tren de Aragua members are smuggling firearms into city shelters inside food delivery packages. That way they don't have to go through the metal detector.
Guns being smuggled into migrant shelters in food delivery packages that are not being screened. The gang violence is escalating, and now drugs are coming into the picture.
We're just starting to see a drug called Tusi, which is a pink cocaine-type substance.
Not Breaking Bad. Not Breaking Bad right there in New York like y'all Walter White.
It seems like this is a huge challenge.
It's as big of a challenge as we faced.
The NYPD has faced difficult challenges in the past and is determined to win this fight to keep New Yorkers safe.
We should have never even been in this situation in the first place, fam. We not supposed to be in this circumstance. Jesus Christ. Y'all realize that this is the reason why Texas didn't want them down there and why they was fighting the Biden administration in order to close off our borders. Y'all do realize that, right? That this is the whole logic behind, hey man, we need to have safer borders. We don't want people to come into this country undocumented. We want to make sure that we vet these people effectively, check them against whatever videos that they was making over there in Ecuador. And then I got people arguing with me. I don't care what Biden did. I'm always going to roll with the Biden administration because in Joe we trust. In Joe we trust. I had people, geezers, Generation Xers and boomers saying in Joe we trust. And then on the flip side, I got young people that's under the age of 26 years old sitting here and telling me, man, I don't even care. My vote don't count anyway. It don't even matter, man, because, listen, I'm going to make a shake when it's shaking as long as I got to shake, 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 baby. So the young people don't give a F. The old people is delusional, and they voting based off of whatever their dementia that they can remember left from their dementia minds. And all the rest of us is just fools because we following our women to the polls and they just voting no matter what it is because they want to focus on whether or not they can be zesty and get married. And what the fuck? What's going on in this country, bro? The geezers is geezing. The young people is dumb. But I don't know. I'm going to make it do what it do. The young people smoking fentanyl. The old people is on prescription medication. And these dudes are just coming into the country with size 12 shoes on, kicking y'all in y'all back. Yeah, man, listen, I'm going to just make it do what it do. You know, I'm going to get my photography business popping. I'm going to be taking me some pictures on my iPhone. I'm going to be going in, getting AI to doctor the photos up, and then we just gonna make it do what it do, baby. I don't care nothing about this election. Ain't nothing happening here. You know, the system gonna do whatever they want to do anyway. It ain't even up to us. Black Lives Matters.
We're having success. We're taking down networks of individuals. We're up to the task, and we'll accomplish it.
Now, today, I also reached out to City Hall about security and metal detectors at the city-run migrant shelters, and I asked them why food containers are not being screened for possible weapons or drugs. Now, I was told those items...
We just gonna put the guns under the hash browns. No worries, no worries. Hey, I know where to get switches from, too. We gonna put the guns under the hash browns. This is the young people. Man, I don't care if these migrants is out here running around. It ain't like the system is for us anyway. The only thing I care about is my reparations. Old people. You know. Hey, Unc. Great Unc. Why you voting for Biden? No, I don't care. You know, migrants is running rampant in your neighborhood and they taking over everything and your taxes is going up and the schools is absolutely under duress. And Social Security might not be solvent because we're paying all of this money in order to give them health care coverage. I don't care. I don't like stats, Trumps. I don't like it. Did you see what they did at the Capitol? Did you see what happened with the policy and stuff? You know what I'm saying? You're losing your household, And they gonna, you know, you got squatters, and the squatters is migrants. I don't care. I don't care as long as I get Joe into office, but he can't even think straight. He wasn't able to answer any questions at the debate. So's what? Kamala Harris said that the only thing that matters is what she said do. So I know one thing, Kamala looked black to me, so I'm going Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's 2020. Here, let me show you this video. I don't want to see that nonsense. You little dumb whippersnappers. Y'all don't know nothing no more. Y'all don't know. See, back in my day. All right, Unc. I'm done with you. Go ahead and keep it moving, big dog. Go ahead and keep it moving, bro. You got it, bro. You got it, Unc. State. Mabel, they don't know no better. They don't know no better. Can you get my medicine over there? I got a pill case. They have a pill case this way. I got a pill case over there. It got all of my prescription medication. 72 pills that we got to take before 9 p.m. today. And we got to make sure that we go and get our Social Security check and our food stamps, okay? Got to take 72 pills, but we going to definitely make sure we get over to the polls and vote for Joe. And we got an NAACP meeting to go to, and we got to catch the bus to go to the casino because bingo night. Like, bruh, the country is on fire. I only got 2 years left on this earth anyway. I'm going to be comfortable. I don't care who had office. Man, get out of here, bro. Anyways, neither here. How many of y'all I just described who y'all parents is? Y'all parents and y'all great-grandparents. Because you know, during slavery, like, what's up, big dog? You don't realize that it's a problem out here in these streets? Neither here nor there. That's what's happening in New York.